Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's podcast was edited and adapted from Concentration, The Road to Success by Henry Harrison Brown, published in 1907. The one and only rule I give my students is this: never antagonize. Elaborate on this rule and it becomes: never argue, never contradict, never oppose, never resist. Resistance is pain. Antagonism creates those conditions against which you argue. Opposition but increases the evil. Contradiction breeds ill feeling. Resistance is concentration upon that which you do not want, but since concentration brings into expression that upon which thought is concentrated, any resistance brings to you that which you resist. Antagonism is weakness. Resistance is negative. You are influenced by outside suggestions. Denials, don'ts, are negative. They leave you nothing upon which to rest. Affirmations, on the other hand, are solid foundations. For this reason, say, "I like." Speak not of what you do not like. Think upon what you wish, not upon what you do not wish, for your thought is creative. I would like you to think upon this until you can live in non-resistance, by ignoring all conditions of antagonism. By so concentrating your thoughts upon the things and conditions you desire, that you will recognize no excuse for contention. No one thing in all mental habits is harder to accomplish than this. Remember to always mind your own business. Any argument or antagonism is minding another person's business. All persons have an equal right as you to think and act as prompted from within. In giving them this right in your thought, you cannot resist anything they do. You will think and act your thought freely. And since goodness, truth, and love are realities and are all, when you affirm these, you will be powerful. Steel yourself with positive affirmations about life. Don't bark against the bad, but cheer the beauties of the good. When you concentrate on cheering, you cannot bark. Which shall it be? Will you be a growler or the one who cheers in the arena of life? Stop fighting and begin to love life, all of life, the good and the bad, the joyful and the painful, the successes and the failures. The universe is wise. The law of cause and effect is divine. Love the law. Agree with it. Denials are antagonism. Agree with your adversary and let love have sway. I once gave a talk about non-resistance and the principle of agreement to an adult evening class. The next week, a very intelligent and positive lady said, "I tried the law of non-resistance, and in my case, it worked. A week ago Sunday morning, a newspaper boy got under my window at 5 a.m. and began to call out his papers. He annoyed me till I thought how I would shake him violently were I out there. It so affected me that I got no more sleep. Yesterday morning he began again at the same time. For a moment the old angry feeling came up. Then I thought of what I had been taught, and I said, "God bless that little boy. He is attending to his business. How smart he is to be out so early. I hope he will sell every paper." And thinking that, I fell asleep again. I felt good all day. Let me give you another example. One of my students once told me how he had lost some money from his pocket. At first, he was inclined to feel badly, but then he thought to himself, "What is it your business now? It was your business to take care of your money, and you did not. Now, is it your business to feel badly and lose the lesson? Or is it your business to learn so that you may lose no more?" He then decided he would not fight the inevitable, but be happy that he had learned a lesson without losing too much. See how easy it is to apply the principle of agreement? It means stop fighting, non-resistance, express faith in the all good, reconcile with life in its totality, and accept present conditions as the best for the present, knowing that they are to be outgrown in love. Say to yourself, "I gratefully take the good I find, the best of now and here." Beyond this, I have one more lesson to share with you today. That is, do your work, respecting the excellence of that work or lack thereof, and not whether society deems it, quote, acceptable. The profligate man or woman is not so much the one who spends years of their time or chests of money, but the one who spends them off the line of their true career, their calling. The crime which bankrupts both people and states is job work, becoming diverted from your main design to serve a turn here and there. Remember that nothing is beneath you if it is in the direction of your life. Nothing is great or desirable if it is off from that. Study yourself. Understand your own mental conditions. See where you are positive and where negative in your thought. All thoughts of any lack in yourself, all thoughts of want, all tendencies to complain, wish, or find fault with yourself, all criticism, regrets, and self-condemnation, all thoughts of inability to cope with any condition, all thoughts of shrinking, avoiding, fearing any person, thing, or condition, all thoughts of reliance upon friends, money, position, reputation, or culture, all thoughts of any assistance from without yourself, all these are thoughts of weakness. They have no drawing power. They are not attractive, produce mental conditions that are a lack of what is called personal magnetism, but which is only a lack of those character radiations that create success. Study yourself and see how much you concentrate upon such thoughts. Realize how much they influence your life, how much time you waste in thinking them over and over, how much you diffuse power by worrying, fearing, fretting, and complaining. Such thoughts are like riding the hobby horse of childhood. Ride all day and you are not an inch further on your way. This impotent method of using your thought power is but mental gum chewing. Whenever you find within yourself thoughts of these kind, immediately change to their opposite. If you have held thoughts of failure, of want, change them at once to thoughts of possession. Never think want. Never wish for anything, for you as spirit possess all in potentiality, just as the egg possesses all the songs the bird shall sing. Turn your attention to this seed within and claim possession, and in concentration give it an opportunity for expression. Concentration is mental incubation. Brood over the desire as a present reality, as the mother bird broods over the egg. She knows by instinct that the chick is there, and by brooding she brings it into expression. With faith in reason and instinct, which you possess, brood over that which you know is, and which you, by affirmation, have called forth, until you see it with eye, and touch it with hand. Whenever you are inclined to say, "I want," think, "I have," and seek, and you shall find it within. Then let it out. Feel that you thus have, and others then will feel the same, for you will radiate those vibrations of power that cause them to feel, to believe in you, and to act under those feelings. This is what is known as charisma, and it is but the concentrated rays of the whole person turned to one purpose through concentrating upon one thought. Keeping in mind that thought is the directing power of all life's vibrations. As you think, so your radiations are. When you think diffusely, your radiations are diffusive, and people do not feel, do not recognize you. You make them feel by shooting your vibrations from the chamber of concentration. Then the projectile is felt. Otherwise, the powder flashes in the universal, and the projectile lies in the magazine of the soul. Feel and you make others feel. This is the law. Be a dynamo and the currents will flow. Feeling is the power which thought directs. Therefore, cultivate the power to feel. Enthusiasm is its name in conduct. Be enthusiastic. This all can be done in silence, but feel enthusiastic when you are in silence, and then power, concentrated power, will go down on the line, over the wires of your thought, to create success. As the old saying goes, mean business, and feel that business when you think. This power to feel, this feeling of power, this sense of possession, characterizes all great characters of history. We credit it to charisma, or personal magnetism, but it is character. Ralph Waldo Emerson describes those of great character like this. The larger part of their power was latent, and that latent power is character, a reserved force which acts directly by presence and without any means. This reserved force creates success wherever success is found. Therefore, if you will succeed, create this reserve power. It is done by concentration, by patience, by entering the silence with the consciousness of possession, and there letting your whole personality be filled. It has taken me many years to come to the deep realization that there is only one law of success, and that is this. Build for yourself a perfect ideal. Think from that ideal as a present reality. Affirm that ideal as a present reality. Suggest from that ideal as a present reality. Act from that ideal as a present reality. And it becomes to you a present reality. Or we can briefly summarize it like this. Think, speak, and act just as you wish to be, and you will be that which you wish to be. Those who thus think become that which they think, because the law of life is, I am that which I think. To think is to be. Destroy my thinking power and I am destroyed. Therefore, the only thing I have to do to control my life is to control my thoughts and think control. Concentrate upon the thought of self-mastery. Self-control is the keystone of character. Faith in self is the source of personal magnetism, the source of power, the source of success. Therefore, the first thing to cultivate is faith in yourself. If you haven't read it already, read Emerson's essay, Self-Reliance, and commit to memory the passage that begins with these words, "Trust thyself. Every heart beats in unison with that iron string." Also, memorize this quatrain from the poet Helen Willman. Those who dare assert the I may calmly wait while hurrying fate meets their demands with sure supply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.